News Talk 1620 WTAW, the death of a Texas A&M fraternity member last December has been ruled accidental. Final autopsy reports in, and had an opportunity to visit about that with Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk.
We do have the final autopsy report on Matthew Allen Hayes. It indicates that he died accidentally by self-induced ingestion of mixed drugs, hydrocodone, hydromorphone, chlorpromazepine, and then he had some alcohol in his system as well. So that mixture is what caused his death.
And this may be splitting hairs, but just to make sure I'm clear, it's an accidental death that was not a suicide?
Right. It's ruled as accidental. He did self-ingest those things. Apparently, according to our investigation, he wasn't feeling well. So he ingested some medications, one of which he borrowed from a friend. And so, you know, those combination, again, of those drugs were led to his death. According to the medical examiner, the combination of the those drugs suppresses the heart's rate and breathing of a person, and that could lead to death.
Is there a way to explain in layman's terms the concentration of the drugs that were in his system compared to what would quote-unquote normal levels might be?
You know, I'm not capable of that. We would have to call on an expert to make that determination. I can tell that the alcohol level in his blood was above the legal limit of intoxication. It was a 0.11%, I think, for blood alcohol. Outside of that, which of the drugs was a lethal dose, I can't make that call.
The ingestion of the drugs, this took place after he returned to the fraternity house?
Yes.
I was just looking at the prior stories and trying to get a timeline. Apparently, he had been at an event in downtown Bryan, then returned to the fraternity house, if I recall the timeline correctly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hayes' death took place last December. Is the 7-8 months since his death, that's the normal timeline for this type of investigation?
It is. We can't make a final determination until we have a final autopsy. So going through all the toxicology and all the histologies, the doctor has to do all those things and then have the time to write down his final report and submit it to the Justice of the Peace, and then, of course, that's shared with us.
Anything else that I've missed about this?
You know, I can tell you that, you know, in any case like this, we worry about the source of those medications, and in this case, we were able to track the source to an individual, we did submit our detailed investigation to the district attorney's office, and they refused to prosecute under the circumstances.
The DA's office declined to prosecute, those circumstances
yes.
being because of the death of Mr. Hayes.
Right. There was there will be no prosecution for providing the hydrocodone.
Thanks again to Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk for the update on the investigation of the death of a Texas A&M fraternity member last December, Matthew Hayes of Beaumont. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.